Hello everybody and welcome to the Dorsey Wright video. I'm Ian Saunders.
And I'm Eric McArdle.
And we're seeing the markets are following some of the movement we saw last week. Things are looking pretty good here this morning. See the Dow's up about 150 points, follows a solid gain last week, and it comes right as we enter that historically seasonally strong period of the market. Is that right, Eric?
That's right. So starting the strong season with a bang, we've seen, as Ian mentioned, the Dow continuing higher, the S&P 500 hitting a new all-time high today at 3080 on the default chart, and you know, really just seeing strength across the equity space, right? So sticking with domestic equities, we have finally seen the S&P 500 move back to a buy signal on that RS chart versus money market. That's a 3.25 chart. And you'll recall that moved to a sell signal back in December of last year. So this has been a long awaited development, just offering additional confirmation to the strength of the S&P 500 or large cap domestic stocks. So certainly a great picture from a longer term perspective. And when we shift and look at the S&P 500 on a longer term chart, such as the 50 point chart, which can be accessed on the side of the trend chart for SPX, we see that on the year, the S&P 500 has continued posting higher tops with higher bottoms, right? So we recently marked a third consecutive buy signal at 3050 on 1030. So looking very strong across the board on really all time horizons for the S&P 500. And you know, no better time than the seasonally strong period of the market to kick that off, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we take a look at what areas are going to be leading these markets higher, right? I mean, as Eric mentioned there, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, those are all making those new or at least near-term highs there. What sectors or what areas are going to be taking these broader indexes higher? One way that you can take a look at some of the more near-term movement is by going to the asset class group scores page on the platform. And then you can filter out the 135 groups and narrow those down to the individual sector view. And when you do that, you can actually sort by score direction as well. So instead of just looking at, okay, what's the highest fund score overall, you can look at, okay, what's moved up the most, right, over the past 6 months from either a high or moved down, or moved down from a high or moved up from a low. And in doing so, we see that an interesting sector, financials, that has done pretty well here recently. We've highlighted that a little bit over the past couple weeks here. The financial banks group is actually going to be the second highest score direction out of any of the domestic equity sectors there on the platform, above a 1.0, 1.29 average score direction there. So some significant movement there, possibly a lot on the backs of earnings. A lot of the banks were at the front end of their earnings releases, and many of them seem to have beaten their expectations. So definitely an interesting space that we see more investors moving to here as we enter the seasonally strong period in the market. And we've seen that reflected in some of the model changes that we have on the site. Specifically, we had a model change this morning with the DDBA Sector 4 model, that's looking at our Invesco lineup of momentum ETFs there. Interestingly enough, utilities moved out of that portfolio this morning. We saw financials move in. So utilities has been one of the stronger sectors, stronger areas in the domestic equity space, really since the market turmoil kind of began in the fourth quarter of last year. So it's an interesting kind of maybe potential changing the guard to see the utilities moving out of that and financials taking over some of that, at least near-term strength.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing to point out, Ian, on the financial side of things, it's interesting to see banks, which had been the laggard of the broader sector, showing the most improvement, right? Insurance stocks have done very well. Mm-hmm. Wall Street stocks, by and large, have done well. Credit card stocks. So, you know, you've seen now a broader participation from that group. And as a result, as you mentioned, moving into one of our models. So definitely noteworthy there. And you know, just another update on the model front. As we do kick off this seasonally strong period of the market, you'll notice any of these seasonality models on the Dorsey Wright platform have shifted to take an offensive posture, right? So moving more overweight toward momentum-based strategies and underweighting lower volatility components. So those can be found on the models page under DWA products, And then you type seasonality to see them. So great solutions that can be used for core or for tilting into a momentum or low vol direction when needed.
Absolutely. And another change that we've noticed here this morning is that kind of piggybacking on the strength of domestic equity markets, international equities have done pretty well here over the past few weeks as well. And we've saw the bogey check for the international equities asset class move to a pass against cash there on the Dolly details page. So as a refresher, what that indicator is looking at is a proxy that we use for the international equities asset class as a whole, and then we compare that proxy against cash on a relative strength chart. And so simply when that chart's in X's, it passes, and when it's in O's, it fails. And so we saw that this morning there that moved back to a column of X's, indicating a pass against cash there, at least on more of a near-term basis. This is not going to indicate more of a longer-term picture. This is definitely something that we look at on a near-term basis, given that just looking at the column reversal, not necessarily the signal, but it is a further indication of some of that strength that we've seen across the international equity space, both in emerging and developed markets. Is that right?
That is right. You know, and we've mentioned a lot in recent weeks and months how developed has done well on the year. We did bring up, in the last few weeks, how both emerging and developed via their broad ETF proxies, so for emerging EEM and developed EFA, you know, have moved to positive trends, are now trading on buy signals. So improvement across the broad international space, which then comes as no surprise when you see that bogey check reverse back up into X's. And if you look under the hood even further, and say apply the momentum factor to those broader international spaces, you can see that you've done very well by taking that approach this year. If we simply look at the Invesco DWA Emerging Markets Momentum Portfolio, ticker PIE, you know, the fund is up over 20% on the year, showing 8.15% in the last 30 days. You know, and if you compare that to EEM broadly, on a year-to-date basis, that's about double the return. So, you know, it's paid to be in momentum-driven strategies abroad so far this year. And you've seen the same thing on the developed side, too, where you look at PIZ, the DWA Developed Market Momentum product from Invesco, which is up just shy of 20% relative to about 16% on EFA, the broad-based product. So, you know, looks like international might be turning around, right? You started to see some of that short-term confirmation, short-term improvement. Now we got to see if it follows through.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're looking for ways to access the international equities asset class, we actually have a new model that we released there on the site last week, which is a part of our FSM, our fund score method-based model, which is actually, it's called the FSM Core Solutions Isolated International Core 2S PR4050 model. So long name, yeah. But really what it's looking at there is taking a kind of basic inventory of international, specifically international funds, and applying the FSM framework to that inventory to pick out the best two funds from a fund score perspective upon the model evaluation dates. So kind of can be used as that core position. We have the U.S. core, right, the U.S. core specific, and then this could be that kind of international piece that's meant to play in there as well. So one of the two new models that we actually launched in the FSM space at the end of last week there.
Yep, that's right. So a great core solution, as the name implies, for that international exposure, giving you a little bit of flexibility there and leaning toward, you know, strong or high RS areas in the international space in a rules-based approach. And the other model that Ian's alluding to is our enhancement of the Lincoln Choice Plus Advisory lineup. So very similar to our Jackson and Nationwide FSM models that hold the top five using ETF or sub-account proxies, mutual fund sub-account proxies from within that Lincoln VA chassis. So go, if you're interested in that, check it out on the FSM page. For those of you who don't have access to it, you can access a free trial by clicking on the Matrix or Team Builder link to get access to the ESS package and the FSM model. So, yeah, great solution there. And what's neat about that one is came from grassroots support. So, you know, as always, we appreciate hearing from you all as to what you need in your business and what works well for you. So please feel free to always reach out to us at dwa@dorseywright.com or by phone at 804-320-8511 and let us know, you know, what you need for your business, and we'll see if we can build it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with those FSM models, the fund score method specific models there, as we are entering the new seasonally strong period of the market, that also comes with an evaluation point for all of the FSM models there, both those that are going to be evaluated on a monthly and a seasonal quarter basis. Those are going to be evaluated based upon the market movement today. They'll be evaluated tonight. If you have alerts set on those models, then you should see those alerts there tomorrow morning. If you don't have alerts set on those models, but you want to be alerted, you can just simply use that set alerts button in the upper right hand corner of the models page there and go in and set alerts on those models. So we'll be sure to bring any changes to those models, as well as the general model changes that we might see throughout this week with the seasonally strong period that we're entering. We'll continue to bring that to you in the written research as well as the podcast later this week.
Great. Well, always nice to start the strong period with a bang. So let's hope it keeps running.
Absolutely.
And with that, thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next week.